Hello, and welcome to GCSE English Language Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important skills you'll need for your OCR exam, analyzing structure. Now, I know what you're thinking. Structure? Isn't that just about paragraphs? Well, not quite. Structure is so much more than that, and understanding it properly could be the difference between a grade 5 and a grade 7. So let's get into it. In your OCR GCSE English Language exam, structure falls under Assessment Objective 2, or AO2, and it's worth 20% of your marks. That's significant. The examiners want to see that you can analyze how a writer organizes their text, not just what they say, but how they build meaning through the way they arrange their ideas, sentences, and paragraphs. Today, we'll cover the core structural features you need to know, how to analyze them effectively, and, crucially, how to avoid the common mistakes that cost students marks. Let's go. So, what exactly is structure? Think of it as the skeleton of a text. It's the framework that holds everything together. While language analysis looks at individual words and phrases, structural analysis zooms out to see the bigger picture, how the text is built from start to finish. Let's break down the key structural features you need to identify. First up, openings and endings. The way a writer begins and ends a text is always deliberate. Does the opening hook you in with a dramatic statement? Does it start in the middle of action, what we call in medias res? And does the ending circle back to the opening, creating a cyclical structure? Or does it leave things unresolved, creating ambiguity? Always compare the start and end of an extract. Examiners love to see this. Next, shifts in focus. This is huge. Writers don't just plot along in a straight line, they shift focus to control your attention. A text might move from describing a setting to zooming in on a character's thoughts. It might shift from past to present, or from a wide panorama to a tiny detail. When you spot a shift, ask yourself, why here? What effect does this create? Then we have narrative perspective. Is the text written in first person, making it intimate and personal? Or third person, giving a more detached, observational tone? Does the perspective change mid-text? If so, that's a structural choice worth analyzing. Now let's talk about sentence length variation. This is where structure operates at the micro level. A long, complex sentence can slow the pace, creating a sense of overwhelming detail or building tension. A short sentence? Boom. Impact. It stops you in your tracks. When you see a sudden short sentence after a series of long ones, that's a deliberate structural choice to create emphasis or shock. Paragraph structure is another key feature. A single-line paragraph stands out. It isolates an idea, making it feel significant or dramatic. Dense, chunky paragraphs can create a sense of being overwhelmed or trapped. Examiners want you to comment on why the writer has paragraphed in a particular way, not just that they have. Cyclical structure is when a text returns to an image, idea, or phrase from the opening. This creates a sense of completion or sometimes irony if the meaning has shifted. It's a sophisticated technique, and spotting it will earn you credit. Finally, we have flashback and foreshadowing. Flashbacks disrupt chronological order to reveal backstory, while foreshadowing plants hints about what's to come. Both control the flow of information and build suspense or deepen understanding. And don't forget contrast and juxtaposition. When a writer places two opposing ideas, tones, or images side by side, that's a structural choice. It might be calm followed by chaos or beauty next to horror. The contrast makes each element more powerful. Right, let's talk about how to actually write about structure in the exam and the mistakes you must avoid. The biggest mistake? Feature spotting without analysis. So many students write things like, the writer uses a short sentence. Okay, but so what? That's just identification. You need to explain the effect. Try this instead. The writer uses a short, blunt sentence. He was gone. Which creates a sudden, jarring pause, emphasizing the finality of the loss and forcing the reader to absorb the emotional weight. See the difference? You've named the feature, quoted briefly, and explained the effect in context. Another common mistake is using vague phrases like makes the reader want to read on or creates flow. These are too generic. Be specific. What emotion does it create? Does it build tension, create sympathy, disorient the reader, emphasize a turning point? Also, don't confuse language with structure. Saying the writer uses a metaphor is language analysis. Saying the writer shifts from describing the external setting to the character's internal thoughts is structural analysis. Keep them separate. And here's a golden rule. Always analyze the whole text. Look at the opening, the middle, and the end. Trace how the structure develops. Examiners reward responses that show an understanding of the text's overall architecture, not just isolated features. Use the what, how, why method. What is the structural feature? How does it work in this specific context? Why did the writer use it? What's the intended effect? And remember, quote briefly or describe the shift. You don't need to copy out huge chunks of text. A short embedded quotation or a clear description of what changes is enough. Okay, quick fire quiz time. Pause if you need to and see if you can answer these. 1. Name 3 whole text structural features. 2. What's the effect of a single line paragraph? 3. What's the difference between language and structure analysis? 4. What does cyclical structure mean? 5. What's the what, how, why method? Answers. 1. Openings and endings, shifts in focus, cyclical structure. 2. It isolates an idea for emphasis or dramatic effect. 3. Language looks at word choice, structure looks at organization and sequencing. 4. When a text returns to an idea or image from the opening. 5. What is the feature? How does it work? Why did the writer use it? How did you do? All right, let's wrap up. Structure is all about how a text is built. It's the writer's blueprint. In your OCR exam, you need to move beyond just spotting features. You need to analyze their effects and link them to the writer's purpose. Focus on whole text structure, openings, endings, shifts, and patterns. Look at sentence level structure, how length and syntax control pace and emphasis, and always explain the effect in context. Avoid feature spotting, avoid vague language, use the what, how, why method, and always, always link back to the question. Structure is worth 20% of your marks, so it's absolutely worth mastering. Practice with past papers, and every time you read a text, even outside of revision, ask yourself, how is this built? Why has the writer structured it this way? Thanks for listening to GCSE English Language Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, you've got this.